Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Woo! Here we go! Welcome, 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 one and all. It's the Mushroom Cup.
It's a me, the Mushroom Cup. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical Mario Kart 64 with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. We are joined, get this. This is going to be wild. You're hearing this sequentially, but actually I don't know how we're releasing this, but Zach Marsh is here. Zach Marsh with the tones say softna and harsh. He has all the tones.
More in the track. We got double the Zach.
Yeah. Anyway,
we have two Zachs.
We're taking a break from that first half of the episode that you heard last week to do the episode this week, except maybe we're releasing these in the other way around.
Wait, where are we in media res right now?
We're in media res right now, except that really what you need to be is getting out of your seat for our fantastic guest.
Unless you're driving, in which case,
stay in your seat.
Raise your shoulders.
Yeah. But
Hold the wheel and raise your shoulders.
He's a comedian. He's a writer. He's coming back to the pod. He's the creator of Teaching a Robot to Love.
And award-winning musical.
Award-winning, Broadway World award-winning musical. And the upcoming album, Some of the American.
Overreacting.
Please welcome Laser the Boy.
Oh, hello. Oh, it's me. I'm back. I'm so happy to be here.
Look who's back. Back again. Laser's back.
That's my song.
You and I were overthinking. It is, in fact, overreacting.
Overreacting.
Yeah. Overreacting.
Don't overthink it.
When's it drop?
It drops February 10th.
That's why I wasn't sure when this was coming out.
This is probably coming out. You could probably get it in 2 days.
Okay.
A couple of days.
Okay. So here's a crazy thing. What? The episode that you're hearing.
Nope. No, wait. I'm on the wrong month. Wait. Wait. Hold. You can get it in 4 days. 3 days. You can get it this Friday.
Okay.
Or...
Oh, the album.
Yeah.
Not the podcast episode.
Yeah, you can get this podcast you're listening to right now in 3 days.
You can get this podcast comes out in 3 days. If you're hearing it now, how did you steal it early, you little freak?
How did
you sneak in here and steal our podcast?
We didn't see you there. We weren't ready.
Wait.
Brett, did you leak our podcast?
Brett, did you even get to edit this yet?
that was the sound of Brett skateboarding out of the studio.
Hey, you mean me? Bye. Did you ever pull any pranks?
Oh, gosh. No.
Did you ever get pranked? Ooh. Oh, Brett. Yeah.
We're a big like prank family.
Yeah. Big prank family.
How many of the children in your family are pranks? Wouldn't it be hilarious if we had another kid?
Oh no. I mean, I'm Brett sort of would be prank. The prank. Yeah.
That was not expected.
Yeah.
Pranked ya.
Pranked ya, baby.
I'm in therapy with my dad right now so we can connect as men.
Okay.
And he was pranked a lot as a kid. And he also pranked people. Like one time he dropped a brick on his sister's head because he read it in a Hardy Boys book.
Holy cow.
Yeah, she's fine. It's all good.
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking like a child, the maximum height, that unless he was like on a balcony.
He was on a balcony. Yeah. Yeah. No, it wasn't good, but they're fine now.
That's okay. So scary. That's generational stuff where they just thought they could throw bricks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, bricks were the weapon of choice for a long time.
My mom had bricks thrown at her while she was on a bike because they, like, just not no thought.
I guess we didn't know bricks were.
We didn't have koosh balls back then.
We didn't have koosh balls. Another wonderful invention of the 90s. Hold on, I need to stop. Okay, so the Hardy Boys dropped a brick on someone?
Probably a villain, right?
Yeah, I would imagine a villain, yes.
Yeah, villains, I guess, do deserve to have bricks.
And I think it just knocked them out. You know, like in TV, whenever anything happens, it just knocks them unconscious and they're
fine.
And
then they wake up
fine. And then little birds go...
There's no blood on TV or in books.
There is no blood in books. There's never been...
No blood in the book!
I think I should know what that is, but I don't.
I don't. That's nothing.
Oh, it's just,
that was just how it felt to me. It was like someone giving an order that there was no blood in the book.
No blood
but
in the book.
As sort of a Javert character, I think there is no blood in the book.
Did you end up reading I read Hardy Boys. Did you?
I read Encyclopedia Brown. Yeah. I read Boxcar Children.
I missed that one, but I did read Encyclopedia Brown.
Did you get a whole box collection of Boxcar Children?
Girl, I got it at the library. You know what I mean.
The public library?
You know about the library?
They got DVDs, and if you're right now, they got online learning classes.
Do y'all follow Milwaukee Library on Instagram?
Does it have a famous cat in it?
No, it's just a bunch of librarians in Milwaukee making great content to encourage people to embrace their library. Also, it's a beautiful library.
Libraries are so rad. I know we did a show about a library very recently, but I do just want to take a second so the libraries are rad.
Libraries are rad. You got that Libby app? Anybody?
Yes.
Set in LA.
Yeah.
Get those audiobooks.
But what's the one, like right now, there's basically the equivalent of Masterclass for a whole bunch of things are available to anyone in the public library system.
Ooh, I don't know. That sounds great.
It's specifically in Los Angeles, which means it's probably in other places too.
What was our episode about a library?
It wasn't about a library, but a lot of the Christmas episode with PFT and Nicole took place in a library.
Oh, yeah.
So Mario's a very good game.
Oh my God. I've been playing Mario Kart. I love Mario Kart. I've been playing Mario Kart for a long time. And then we started playing Mario Party, which is so divisive.
Yeah. Well,
yes. Specifically because of how I feel like hashtag gamers get mad at Mario Party because Mario Party has an element of randomness that will take their stars away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the best gamer do not go the spoils.
I'm a person who gets anxious when I'm not good at a game. And
which makes Mario Party, I think that is one of the great things about Mario Party is that it is equalizing.
I tried to find it liberating, but I was playing with a friend who was like, this isn't fun. This isn't fun. This isn't fun. I'm doing bad. I'm doing the worst. I'm doing the worst and it's not fun. And I was like, oh, that's normally me. Yeah. Do you ever get your own behavior reflected back at you? And you're like, oh, don't care about
that's
games.
That's the harshest.
See, thank you guys so much for coming over for game night.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know if you wanted to do sort of like analog or... Look, I got board games. Ooh. I have so many, many board games. They are of varying sizes and complexities. I also have video games and a big old TV. And if you choose their TV, then that's also fine with me. I just want to play games, games, games. Just want to play games, games, games. They have so many, many names, names, names. Look at some of my games, games, games.
Oh, thank you, Darren, and thank you for this spread of snacks.
Thank you.
I don't want to be a person who's putting you on your back foot, but I have another type of game.
Okay.
I guess it's broadly called like a weird type of name. It's like parlor games. Little games with tiny slips of paper or just types of games where we guess. They require no gear except those little slips of paper. And sometimes maybe a timer and a bowl. But either way,
it's still games, games, games. I just want to play games, games, games. Slips of paper in little tiny frames. I want to play games, games, games.
Now, not to be a weirdo, but I have another kind of game that maybe we could play if we wanted.
We could play it if we wanted.
Called a mind game,
okay,
where I tell you that you believe things that you do not believe, and then you look into your heart and you don't know who you are anymore.
Games, games, games. I want to play mind games, games, games. Let's start with mind games, games, games. My psyche will never be the same, same, same. After we play these games.
Mind games.
Okay, Braden, so how does this work?
All right, so I want you to imagine that you are a hamster.
I will, okay. Well, Carla, are you okay with that?
Well, right. Yeah. Does it have any little slips of paper? Because I already started tearing them.
Oh, absolutely. You use those slips of paper, and you know what to use them for.
I do?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I would also say, over the course of game night, I don't know how long mind games take.
Yeah.
Because I got this one, and it's called Gloom Hollow.
Okay.
Gloom Hollow is a game that if we decide to play it tonight, I will be describing the rules of it to you for about, I don't know, it's only like 2 hours to sort of explain how to play it. And then each session takes about 7 hours.
Oh, but did you hear about this? You can hire a game concierge. They'll come over to your house and they'll explain it for you.
Yeah, specifically, I've actually worked with Pierre, the game concierge.
Oh, I love Pierre.
Pierre's does great work.
So I'm just saying that we can do multiple games, but if we decide to play Gloom Hollow, that's going to be a one shot for us tonight. So if we want to maybe play some paper games, play some board games, play some mind games, where I do want to start, Braden.
Well, the good news about mind games is it takes no time to explain and you can play it for the rest of your life.
Whoa. Go on.
So
I think you said you tell me things that I do not believe and then tell me that I do believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess what I'm wondering is, how is mind games different from gaslighting?
Oh, it's in a lot of ways it's the same, except that you can win.
Oh.
Now, I have to ask one thing at the top here.
Okay, Carla.
Does this turn into the most dangerous game? Because I'm going to have to leave if it's going to become if the mind games turn to the most...
Paintball?
No.
Big buck hunter?
No.
Airsoft?
No.
Butts up? Seven up?
Don't make me say it. The short story you read in ninth grade, the most dangerous game.
Oh, you mean the lottery?
Hockey?
No, not the Shirley Jackson classic, the lottery.
Island of the Blue Dolphins?
No, that's more like a fifth grade book. It's really good.
What grade did you read this in?
Ninth grade. It's a short story. It's usually in a collection.
The Jungle by Upton Sinclair?
No, that's a longer book.
Mm. What did I read in ninth grade?
A Modest Proposal?
A Modest Proposal.
Oh, that's early
by Jonathan
Satire and Swift.
Tell us what the most dangerous game is. Is there dynamite in the game?
No.
Does it have so many points and so many names?
No, the most dangerous game is man.
Oh, so we all wear ties and suits, and we cook a steak on the grill.
And when someone says it's okay to cry, we say no, it is not.
Not okay to cry.
Huh? No, it's just the one where someone hunts a man.
Oh, so it is paintball.
No.
So it is laser tag.
No. Okay,
it's Big Buck Hunter, but the buck on the screen we pretend is a man.
Okay, let me put it this way. Huh.
What will she say? What will she say?
It's a double entendre.
What?
Game means two things.
Oh, yes, it means a beautiful meat that you get from the woods.
Sure. Right,
like the deer in Big Buck Hunter.
Right, so that part is game.
Okay.
Like rabbit or deer or elk.
And since it's the most dangerous game, the meat is from the most dangerous thing, which of course is a magical horse.
No.
A magical horse.
A magical horse that can kick you right into the snow.
No,
it has a big horn and it will impale your stomach.
No, that's a unicorn. No, most dangerous game is man, because man is what he hunts.
But man, is it not the most dangerous thing you can hunt? Have you considered a saber-toothed tiger?
Right.
The teeth are so big and they run just like the wind.
They're fast as the wind, and two of their teeth are like fully outside of their mouth.
Right. So that would be one kind of dangerous, but with the double meaning. See what I'm feeling?
Right, because the tiger does not just mean tiger. It also means woods.
No.
The golfer, Tiger Woods.
The most dangerous game is
a man.
Oh, no.
Man put golf.
Right.
Golf.
Okay. Maybe I should just tell you the plot. Maybe I shouldn't have started with the double entendre.
Oh, okay, sure.
A man is invited to an island for a very special retreat.
But when he
gets to the island, the really rich guy is like, I've tired of hunting for meat because I've hunted everything and it all bores me. It's so dull. So I'm going to hunt you now.
Hunt you down and then we'll all play Yahtzee on the island.
The man hunts another man.
And when he catches the man, they play the most dangerous game, which is Yahtzee on the island.
I think you both have read The Most Dangerous Game, and this is just some type of path you did find to play a game with your mind. We all read it. We were all together. I can't believe you did that to me.
Yeah, so pause real quick. I was having real fun playing mind games.
Yeah.
You said it was not like gaslighting. It felt like gaslighting. I guess my question was, did I win and how do I know if I won?
Oh. Well, I think you both would have won if I cried, but I figured it out right shy of crying.
Sure. Can we each get one slip of paper for trying?
Yep.
Thank you so much.
The paper is points. Okay. This is good.
We cut to the offices of Brain Games. Boss, listen, I know I'm not going to have the pitch done for Gloom Hollow in time, but listen, I think I got a workaround.
Oh, yeah? Tell me more.
All right, we're going to make the Gloom Hollow release, but here's what we're going to do. No one's ever actually going to play Gloom Hollow because the game is trying to sit through the 2-hour explanation for Gloom Hollow.
Will this still move product? How do we get reviews on the shelves?
Okay, because no one wants to admit that they didn't understand the rules. We'll make the rules so complicated, so convoluted, but our most serious game heads, they're going to think, oh, sure, I can handle this, but they can't because the rules are too hard.
Here's my only concern.
Yes, Tracy.
My only concern, boss, is that as far as I know, with all the people that are the real game heads, there's literally no level of sort of convolutedness or long-winded explanation that would deter them from reading the entirety of a game book.
They can read the entirety of the game book.
Okay.
But can they understand the entirety of the game book? It has fold-outable graphs. It has parts where you have to put in your social security number.
And we write it in a fake language.
We must write it in a fake language.
Oh, I love where this is going. Now, is there any way we can make the actual game pieces impossible to pull apart from each other without tearing them?
Oh, I know. What if we make them all out of floss? Because have you ever had floss and it gets stuck?
Tracy, what?
You know floss?
Okay. Yeah, I know floss.
Yeah,
you
know
when
we
you're
know
pulling
floss.
Out floss, but the floss, it gets shredded along the little metal thing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then it's so hard to get that floss out because it's shredded.
Yeah.
I figured if we made it out of floss, it would be hard to use because floss could get shredded.
I love this. Can we find another way to use floss in this game?
Oh, I use floss in all sorts of different ways.
How?
Have you ever had a sandwich and it just kept falling apart? What about floss? Tie it together with floss.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever needed a reminder but you can't keep the reminder in your head or in your heart? What about floss? What about floss?
Have you ever really wanted to propose to someone but you don't have a ring? You're at a loss.
Well, if you wrap it around your finger
and you tie it in a bow,
you have got a ring, of course.
What about floss?
What about floss?
What about floss?
What about floss? Have you ever had a dog?
Yeah.
And that dog keeps getting lost?
What about floss?
Take a leash with floss.
Have you ever had a tooth that was feeling loose?
Yeah.
And you wanted out more, so you tied that little piece of floss and your tooth into the door. And you close the door with a big old slam, like a slam, oh thank you ma'am. And your tooth pops out and it's on the floss. Oh, it's on the floss.
Oh, get this. You're supposed to play with the London Philharmonic, but you just broke a string on your favorite harp. And you don't have a replacement, and the concert's starting soon. What about floss?
What about floss?
bike in the PCT or even the John Muir. And you got your boots and you got them fitted, oh, they fit for sure. And you hiked over the hills and crests in so many places. But whoops, you went and broke your boots and you broke them by the laces.
What about flaws? What about flaws?
What about flaws?
What if your boots get so dirty and covered in gross moss? What about floss?
What about floss?
What if you're trying to catch a cockroach with a little lasso? What about floss?
What about floss?
And what if you just want to give your pet parakeet a tiny minty bow?
What about?
What about?
Trying to read these Gloom Hollow instructions, and the whole middle part is just add five more things you can do with floss. Yeah. But I don't understand what that has to do with this game.
Also, some of it was definitely in English, and which I definitely can read.
Okay.
These are all... these are letters of the English alphabet, but I do not know what these words are.
The order is so confusing.
It's real
and
jumbled.
I don't know what to do with this graph.
I guess we don't play Gloom Hollow.
Are you sure? Because everybody's talking about how great this game
is.
No,
the Twitter's really going wild about how great this game is.
It's so big, it takes up a whole section of your IKEA Kallax shelf.
Yeah, it's like the whole thing. It's like two by... wait, say the name of the shelf
the
again.
The IKEA Kallax shelf.
I love the IKEA Kallax shelf.
Yeah.
Did you put this together by yourself, by the way?
This Kallax shelf?
Yeah, the one, because it's in my house because you said you had an extra.
Yeah, I did
have it. I, of course, use it for all my games.
Yeah.
But I didn't put it together, so I was just wondering, like, how hard was it to put together?
Oh, it's not too bad. There's a lot of little pieces, but if you've got the right kind of wrench, what's that called? An Allen wrench.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did somebody call me?
Oh, God.
Allen wrench?
Oh, I thought we got Piage, the concierge.
Oh, yeah.
His name again?
Pierre, the game concierge?
Yeah, I thought we called him. I think I accidentally dialed Allen Wrench.
No, you dialed me, Allen Wrench. You having a game night? Are you looking to fix some stuff?
Yeah,
Wait, did you... I'm sorry, you all look really disappointed.
No, not disappointed, just confused. I'm so sorry.
Allen, I don't understand. If we're trying to make a game, why would you be here to assemble furniture?
Well, that's a good question. Let me tell you about it. Today was supposed to be my honeymoon.
Oh, no.
The honeymoon with Mrs. Allen Wrench.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, she was in a hot air balloon, and the hot air balloon got stuck in a big trench.
Allen!
Oh, hold on. I guess she's right outside.
Allen, I got it back down. Oh. Allen, I got it back down.
Oh, glorious day. I'm about to go on a honeymoon with my wife, Mrs. Allen Wrench, in our hot air balloon. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was worth the missed call. I've never seen people leave on a hot air balloon.
Never did know what he was doing here, and I guess we never will.
Mm.
But does one of us call Pierre the game concierge?
I can drop him at. There's an app for it, right?
Yeah, he has his own app.
Okay, it says he's on the way.
Okay. It shows a little picture of the vehicle he's in, right?
Yeah, it does.
What is it?
It's you know what a Fiat Panda is? It's just like really small, cute, kind of a two-door. It's not that. It's a Mini Cooper.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for clarifying that. I know what hold on though. I do need to. What a Fiat Panda?
Oh, they're adorable.
But it's not that. It's a Mini Cooper.
It's a Mini Cooper. Yeah.
It's always a Mini Cooper.
Yeah. Always. You know what? You know what the worst is when you're trying to park and you think you find a spot
because the truck is a truck in the spot before you, and you're like, that spot's open. You get past it. Mini Cooper.
Fiat Panda.
But if I saw a Fiat Panda, I wouldn't even be mad about it because it's just so cute.
Oh, do you know
so
when a Mini Cooper has like is painted blue and has like a Union Jack painted on the roof, like kind of Austin Powers throwback style?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have one like that.
That'd be so tight, though.
Yeah, he doesn't have one.
He's not that kind of Mini Cooper.
Well, he's French.
He's French.
So why would he have a Union Jack?
He really doesn't like Austin Powers.
Yeah. He feels like it doesn't hold up.
Are you knowing when those specifically purple French Mini Coopers like have those custom horns that play the French national anthem?
Uh-huh. Oh, I love
which
that.
Goes.
Of course, we all know. When the French
come marching in. Oh, when the French
come marching in. Oh, how I love to be in
Lafayette on a ship.
Oh, when the French come marching in.
All hail France. It doesn't play that.
No.
It goes just, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, I'm purple.
All right, it's French. So it goes beep, beep.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
I think we're going to make this Gloom Hollow thing work.
Hey, will all of you check in your pockets?
Oh.
You might find a certain slip of paper.
Ooh, I found my wallet.
Oh, I found mine.
And I found my phone.
Everyone has been given a certain
slip of paper. Well, hold on. I found my wallet and my phone, and my keys are here.
Darren, check your shirt pocket.
Okay, here are my glasses.
Oh, geez.
And my pen. Oh, here's a certain slip of paper.
Ah, I found it. Okay. You might see this certain slip of paper.
I found mine immediately. I just want that to be noted.
Yeah, great job.
It took me a lot longer.
Yeah, I know. You were making kind of a to-do about it. But I would say you made a bit of a to-do, but now you have these slips of paper.
Yes.
And
at some point, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I feel like I'll never learn unless I see my own sort of behavior reflected back at me. So at some point today, just one of you make a to-do because about something.
Yeah.
Not now. Oh. At some point.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make a to-do and you'll think, I'm not annoyed, but I am a little confused why this is such a to-do.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more like a confusion of, well, it shouldn't be this much of a to-do.
Sure. I'm going to set a reminder to do that. If that's okay.
I'm going to tie a piece of floss on my finger so I remember.
Okay. Remind me to make a to-do in about 10 minutes. Thank you.
Okay,
you'll
so I have
see
a certain
on this certain slip of paper that you have both been given a number and a word.
I did see that. What do I tell you what it is?
Don't tell me your word.
Do I tell you my word?
But you tell me your number.
My number is 13.
And you tell me your word.
My word is 7.
Haha, exactly.
What?
7. Wait, no, I said tell me your word.
I did. It's the word 7 written
right.
out.
Right, good. 13 and the word 7.
What does it mean? Is this a new game?
The game has started. Oh, it's begun. We're having a laugh now. We're having fun.
Woohoo!
But what does it mean? And what must you do? Well, here are your two paths, and you must choose. You have to stop or go. You have to stop or go. And I won't tell you anymore. You just got to stop, or you gotta go.
Stop or go, those are the choice. Stop or go, stop or go. And I just don't know. Stop or go, stop or go. Could it be any harder? I don't know, I just don't know.
Stop. The rules aren't kind, the rules are mean.
Games.
You have the word 7, the number 13. And I won't tell you what you now must do, but I will tell you those are the only clues.
My number is 13. I wanna stop or go and nothing in between. I know it's unlucky, but it's also bigger than 7, which is a word, not a number. Do I go?
You don't know what my number is. It could be even bigger, so very big, but maybe your word's a bigger number than mine. Do I stop? Do I go? We're running out of go, stop or go. I will choose. I don't know, cause I don't wanna lose. And even as it goes through my brain, don't wanna admit I don't understand. Don't wanna ask to explain. Don't wanna admit I don't know what's going on. Supposed to be good at games, but if I let her know I don't understand, she'll never look at me the same.
Stop or go.
Stop.
Stop or go.
Stop or go.
What will be the ramifications of these choices of stop or go? Will Gloom Hollow break records for being a board game, or will people figure out what's going on? Have the mind games stopped, or are they still continuing? When is Darren going to see his own behavior reflected back at him? Find out when we return to the second half of
Game Night,
the musical.
Shout out to a very good movie. You should watch that movie. It's a good
very good movie.
It's a very solid movie. I love
Damon,
Sharon
Rachel
Morgan.
McAdams.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we left
to the machine. Sorry. It felt like that to me.
What's the machine?
Welcome, my son.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
Pink Floyd. Sorry. That's a gap for me.
And that's a gap for me.
Welcome back. When we last left three friends in a game night, mind games were happening, or were they? Find out now and return to the second half of Game Night, the musical.
Tracy, get in here. We've got a Gloomhaven group meeting.
Okay. Are we changing the name?
Oh, Gloom Hollow? Yeah, we have to make a sequel now.
Oh, what about Frost Hovel?
I love Frost Hovel. Tracy, I want to introduce you to someone. This is Pierre.
Wait, Pierre, the game concierge?
Yeah. Oui, it is the very same. Pardon me. Let me from this window click my purple Mini Cooper on the street. Click.
It makes it normal.
Does that lock it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I'm getting so flustered. My bangs are in my eyes. Let me tie him back with floss.
They frame your face in both ways. When you have the bangs, I think, oh, what a cute heart-shaped face. And when you pull the bangs back, I think, oh, no, this is more of an oval. Both are beautiful.
Those are the two shapes of my face, depending on my bangs.
That's very true. Pierre is so good at identifying shapes, identifying tokens, identifying victory conditions.
Well, what can I say? When you are Pierre, the game concierge, you have to know always to the finish line.
We wanted to bring you in, Pierre, because we're making a sequel to Gloom Hollow.
Called Frost Hovel.
Frost Hovel. Yeah. I love it. It
like
is
a,
so
cold, a cold little
a cold,
bad
a cold place to live that is bad.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, what do you have so far? Do you have a booklet? Do I have to scan the QR code?
Well, that's why we brought you in, Pierre. The last game was so successful, even though no one has ever actually played it. And you must be part of that. You must be out in the world making this game popular. We thought maybe you could help with the next one.
Well, I like to get there and pretend it is also simple. And then I say, oh, you are almost there. Wait, all you must do is complete these final few steps. And then they are normally so embarrassed that they think they are so close that they say, please, Pierre, leave. We are so sorry we used up your time. So I, too, have never played Gloomhaven.
We've got it from here,
Pierre. So sorry. They think I have so much to do, so many places to go, and they feel sorry so. They say, Pierre, get on your way, and then they tip 5 stars, and I get in my car. And drive, I drive, I drive away.
and to this very day, I've never played that game. So if you're asking for Pierre, then you must have no care for the game to be played. Thank you so much, but I really must go. I have so many places
okay,
to be.
Oh,
he's
Pierre.
So busy.
What a beautiful man.
I am just kidding. I can stay or I can go. Have you heard of the very popular game going around, Stop Go?
I have heard of it, but only on a hashtag.
As I understand it, you have to surreptitiously place two pieces of very specific paper into the pockets of your friends. And on each piece of paper is written a word and a number. But here's the crazy part. Sometimes the word is a number.
I am so sorry. I do not want to make you feel uncomfortable, Tracy. Permission to give you another physical compliment.
Yes, please.
You have stepped into the light just so. And there is a tiny bit of dust that I can see in the window.
A mote?
What?
A mote?
A mote?
M-O-T-E, a mote of dust?
A dust mote.
Is the dust on the window or is it in the air?
In the air.
Then it's a mote.
Oh, there's a bit of mote in there.
It's not how you would say it, but anyway, keep talking.
There is a mote in the air. And it frames your face just, it looks like a spotlight, like you're a ballerina about to take on the stage.
Hey, boss.
Yes, Tracy.
Could I have the rest of the year off?
Absolutely. But I, when you come back, I want you to have acquired the rights to Stop or Go.
Oh, well, all right. Oh, boy. Hey, Mr. Pierre, my day and also the rest of my calendar year actually just freed up.
Well, I don't know, my sweet Tracy, for it will be quite a task to acquire the rights to Stop and or Go.
First, we got to find out the people that made it up in the first place.
I think I know exactly where to go. Will you come with me and my purple Cooper?
Is there a room? How many seats does it have?
Four.
Wow. How many people are already in the car with you?
Zero.
Okay, so there is room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, there is room for you and I. You may ride in the back in either seat, or you may ride in the passenger. Or if you choose to drive, I shall sit beside you with pride.
Oh, boy. I'm getting in the car. Oh. A joy ride with Pierre, the concierge.
Oui. C'est moi.
Moi.
C'est moi.
I just did. I said moi.
Oh, no, my car also has a moat.
Oh. Why did you want me to say moi?
Oh, no, you misunderstand. C'est moi, is it
moi.
Me? No. C'est moi.
Moi.
It's okay. No more moi. Just sit beside in my car.
Hit in your car and no more moi. Although what I really want is to moi, 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 moi. Moi, 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 moi.
Moi, 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 moi. C'est moi.
Moi, moi. Moi, 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 moi.
Moi, 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 moi. Moi, 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 moi. C'est moi. C'est moi.
C'est moi. Moi, 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 c'est moi, c'est moi, c'est moi, moi, moi,
moi, c'est moi. Beep, beep, we are here. Le beep, we are here. I know because my friend, Alan Wrench, he dropped a pin for me. He is so clever. He said he was troubled getting on his balloon honeymoon, but it was all a mirage for me, Pierre, concierge.
I just don't know if I've won or you've won because I stopped and you picked go.
I picked go. I don't know if it's called I went because did I go or did I proceed?
Wait, hold on.
Beep, 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 oh, beep, oh, beep. Oh. Did I continue? Did I go on? Did I keep going?
Your Pierre's concierge app is beeping.
No, that was my reminder to make a big to-do.
Oh,
and Pierre's also to get here.
Oh, okay.
I have to look at both of them at the same time. Hold on.
Oh, wait, it's confusing. Wait, when you just did that, that's confusing to me.
Is that confusing to you?
Is that how you felt when I did that?
Yeah. Pierge has arrived and is also here now. And so Pierge is here and made it. And so maybe we should open the door, or we could tell him to come in.
We should just...
Or we should, could go, one of us could go to the door, Carla could go to the door.
I could go to the door, or we could call for him to come in. We could say, hey, come in, but I'm not sure if we'll have
this
to
This isn't
unlock.
That complicated. I don't
There's
just...
actually a little bit of drizzle, so maybe yeah. we want to encourage him to take off his shoes.
He's waiting out there
house.
Right...
Do you like the shoes
Is he
going
to knock? Because I just got the notification.
I got the notification. He might be at
gonna,
the gate.
I'm just going to go out there and...
And this was a ta-do.
Oh, there were two of them back to back. It was confusing.
I can take this floss off now.
Seeing that reflected back at me made me think I should be more sparing about how I do that sort of thing.
Yeah, like I said, not totally annoying, but a little confusing.
A little confusing, more than anything.
It's a little confusing.
I'll get the door.
Okay.
It is Pierre.
Hi, and also me. Well, Tracy.
Oh, hi, Tracy. Pleasure to meet you.
I work for the development company that made Gloom Hollow and its upcoming sequel, Frost Hovel.
Frost Hovel. I backed that on Kickstarter. I can't wait.
Yeah, we actually had a lot of money from the sales, but we figured, why not do a Kickstarter and really make it everything it could possibly be?
I like feeling invested in its development and progress.
Honestly, I feel like if more people took stock in the things that they made and just were sort of more conscious about the ways and things were made, it would lead to a better tomorrow for me and you.
God, you are so brilliant. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
C'est moi.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
C'est moi.
Oh, my goodness, you're kissing on our doorstep. Well, your doorstep, Darren. Sorry, do you have an issue with that?
Kissing on my doorstep?
Yeah.
Why do you think I have that mistletoe there year-round?
Oh, I love year-round mistletoe.
Have you noticed that in Hallmark Christmas movies, they've started putting holly instead of mistletoe?
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's more attractive.
Do you know, I hear that mistletoe can sometimes be poisonous to some cats and dogs when it falls on the floor. Maybe they're trying to model safe pet ownership.
That's good. Is holly particularly safe for pets? I don't know, but I bet it's not bad as mistletoe.
It's pretty spiky.
You know how they say that dogs can't eat grapes or chocolate?
Yeah.
I've seen dogs eat both those things and be okay.
I think it's just about risk tolerance.
Mm.
But I am here. What do you need? For I have many places to go and be.
Oh, so we were playing a game called Stop Go. I don't know if you've heard of it before.
And I'm pretty sure I won, but I also don't know if the game's even really started.
Ah, were you playing Stop Go or are you playing Stop and or Go? They were playing Stop and or Go.
Oh, are these different?
Stop and or go?
You were playing stop and or go.
Stop and or go.
So in the game Stop Go, do you just always stop and go?
I think Stop Go is like a version of Uno or something, or like Skibbo or something.
I guess my confusion now is, did I have the option to both stop and go?
Oh. No, I asked a pair, so someone could stop while the other also stops, or one could go, which is what you did.
What about if we decided to do both? Or would that?
You would have been ands. But okay. We're currently playing
I think just
or.
Listen to Carla. I guess she'll tell you what the name of the game that we're playing
we
is.
Were playing Stop and or Go because I was playing with two minions. And in the two minion path, there's two... there's... Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, sorry.
Beep, beep,
beep. Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah. Yep. Yep, that's on me. Learning is a process, and I'll get there.
We're really proud of you for trying.
Thanks. You know, here's the thing. I don't actually feel like usually I'm the kind of person that says every reference that comes immediately into my head.
Yeah.
But today I am.
Darren.
Yeah.
I think that's okay to sometimes be a different person because our identities are just consisted of our actions. You know what I mean? You don't have to define yourself.
You're saying that who I am is constantly changing and in flux based on what I'm doing?
Absolutely. It's, you know, reality, identity, all of it's just a performance. And I think what you need to remember is... just be who you want to be, even if it is changing. Who you are yesterday is not who you are tomorrow.
Be who I want, even if the change takes rearranging and all my instincts are causing people sorrow, or at least confusion.
You could just stop the things that make you and your friends sad.
I could just go on to be a better man.
Stop and go.
Stop and go. I understand this is the game.
Stop and go.
Stop being who you were before. Go
you always could embrace the parts of yourself that you love. That's who you are too, because your past and your future and your thoughts, that's what makes you.
Stop and go.
Stop you right there, Carla. I've got to apologize. I'll go on to say that you have helped me now to realize I can be better. Stop me if you've heard this before, but I'm going to make a change.
And that's the way you finally play this game.
Stop or go.
That you want to go and stop the parts that no longer serve
stop
you.
And go. Go. Stop and go. Stop or go.
Head on down to the bus stop and bring yourself a bottle of water. You've got to hydrate, but if you hydrate, you'll have to go to the bathroom, stop and go.
Go to the bathroom at the GameStop. If the GameStop will allow you to go in their bathroom, stop not washing your hands. Go on and wash your hands. Be a better man.
And you can stop if you don't like what you're doing. And you can go if you feel like you're stewing. And you can stop and you can go, so you know now you are playing.
Now stop and or go.
Stop and go.
Pierre, we understand now. Thank you so much, Pierre, the game concierge.
I understand too. Oh, you are a very clever trio. You are playing very fun mind games. Very cool. Very radical stuff. Very cool in the cerebrums, in the brains, pushing around on the stems. Very cool. Very cool.
Oh, c'est moi.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. But I must be honest with you. I have come here with a different motivation.
Oh.
For my beautiful new love, Tracy, would like to acquire the rights to the game Stop and or Go.
So we can put it in Frost Hovel.
Well, I'd love to put it in Frost Hovel.
Well, I guess it's Carla's game, so it's up to you.
Yeah, Carla, what do you think?
Can you imagine having your game be part of Frost Hovel?
Oh, that's so wild that you thought I invented this game. You two invented this game.
What?
How?
Wait, what? You're saying that this whole game that we've been playing was actually a mind game that you've been playing?
Right. So, Darren, you invited us over for game night. Brayden, you introduced the concept of playing mind games.
Yes.
And then I put whatever two slips of paper I currently had in pockets when you were ordering pizza and distracted by picking out toppings. And then you created the game in front of me and I just said yes to whatever you came up with.
Wow, Carly, you're so brilliant.
And all of you have fallen into my most horrible trap.
Alan Wrench!
Do you see me, Mr. Alan Wrench? Well, here's the thing, you may be sorry, for I've grown bored of hunting dangerous beasts.
No!
On a very big safari. And so I am here in my hot air balloon.
Alan, get back here.
Oh, sorry, I gotta go. My wife's calling me.
Alan, we're gonna be late.
I'll get you next time, you game player.
Wow.
I am so sorry. I need to pick better friends. I thought that he was quirky, but he might be mean. And I need to stop being friends and go make better connections with people who serve me, like my beautiful love, Tracy.
C'est moi.
I feel like you're really learning a lot, Pierre, and I thought you were already so perfect.
No, I have been, well, living a lie.
What?
Very, very long time ago, when I first moved to America from my sweet Perry.
Gay Perry.
Yeah, you don't have to say every reference that pops in your head, Tracy, when you hear it, but...
Oh, I've always wanted to...
I'm so sorry. It was beautiful.
No, that's fair.
When I first moved to America from my sweet gay Perry.
I thought you were going to say it.
Gay Perry.
The games in English were so confusing to me. So I put on my mustache and my nose to the sky. And I said, no game is too confusing for I. And so I show up at your house and fill you with those little doubts. I say, so easy, how could you not figure it out? And I say, look on page 4. If you need me to explain more, then you'll need to pay for 15 extra minutes. And people feel so embarrassed and their cheeks get all so red. And they say, so sorry, Pierre, we should not have called you instead. We will learn the rules ourselves. Yes, we will read the little book. And then I give them my most friendly look. But I have never played a game.
You've never played a game.
Pierre, the concierge, is just a made-up name. I have never played a game.
Well, I don't mean to intrude, but it does seem...
Of course
seem
you can, my love, Tracy. You intrude all over the place.
Well, I will. This seems like a game night right now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Would you like to play a game with us? We have Gloom Hollow.
That's not the only thing we have.
That's true. What we have all kinds of things.
If you've never played a game and you're feeling at a loss, what about Floss?
What about Floss?
It's a friendly, fun competition of which I am the boss. What about Floss?
What about Floss?
If you each, I'll begin and I won't stop it. Each of you have a particular kind of floss inside your pocket.
Whoa.
Take out the floss.
Yes.
Tie it in a knot.
Oui.
Make sure the knot is tight.
Yes.
Make sure the knot is taut.
Huh?
Now take the knot.
Oui.
And throw it in the air.
Oui.
Now count all the knots that you see down there.
There is one, two, three, four.
Trois knots.
Okay. Trois knots.
Now you take the tally of the knots that you have got, and that's floss. That's how you play floss. It's basically a guessing game as to how many of the knotted pieces of floss will land in your view.
Are you saying that I have now played game?
You've played a game.
What did you think about your first game experience, Pierre?
I found it thrilling and fun. It made me feel so connected to you four.
Yeah, even if it's
three.
Four
of you.
Wow, Katha.
But I have a hankering now to play one more game before we bid our adieu.
The only kind of game that we haven't played so far is video games.
I would love to play a certain game I have seen that has a banana that makes the wheels go also crazy.
Oh, yes.
I know what that game is.
Yeah.
There's many versions of it, but at their core, they're all the same. Get in a car with your Italian small friend and all of his friends. As they're racing to the end, we got Mario and his brother, and we got Donkey Kong, and also Bowser. Even though they do not get along, it's Mario Kart, Mario Kart. Even if it seems confusing at the start,
Mario Kart,
Mario Kart.
Try to always get a box with a star.
So the first thing you need to do is pick your little character. I recommend Yoshi.
Oh, I love
of Yoshi. He is a green dinosaur. Actually, he is a Yoshi.
Yes, but a Yoshi is a dinosaur.
Great.
So, honestly, don't think about it. It gets confusing if you think more.
Oh, no. I know I have so many questions, and this one's simple by far. Should I choose a bike, or should I choose a car?
I'd start with a car.
Yeah, a car is a good idea, I'd say, for you.
Okay.
A bike can be a little bit too much of a to-do.
And for the people wondering just how this game is great, I guess specifically we all are playing Mario Kart 8. Mario Kart! Mario Kart!
Take a woo and watch how we start.
Mario Kart! Mario Kart!
Everybody get on into your car. Now the first thing that you wanna do is wait till the number two, when that big cloud boy named Likey 2.
Yeah.
You're gonna push down on the gas. Now that's the button A.
Okay.
And when you go so fast, it'll start today. Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. Mario Kart. Pressing A when the key 2 says 2 is the way you start. And it does not have to be 2. That's just how you get a boost. And you can tell you're going real fast if the flames on your car are blue.
Oh, and if we had a magic horse, I'd ask for it one wish. Is it even possible for on the corners to drift?
Oh, drifting round the corners is so possible, you know. What a great wish from a magic horse not to get kicked into the snow.
And Mario Kart! Mario Kart!
You just push those shoulder buttons as you're going round the curb.
Mario Kart! Mario Kart!
And for the record, the shoulder buttons are labeled L and R.
Oh, for left and right. That is so, so nice. I love playing this game on this special night.
I love playing it too. I love playing with you. And you're in first place. So get hit by a shell that's spiky and blue.
Ouch.
On Mario Kart. Mario Kart.
Playing stop and go with open hearts.
Mario Kart.
Stop and go with open.
Sing the star song with me.
Oh, no matter who you are, no matter your name, you can come together and find the perfect game. And if you are seeking truce, a secret that you find, you might need to play a little game of the mind. And if I'm being honest, if I'm stop and or go, I always wanted to play Mario Kart, so I planned it also.
What a long road we went down. What a fantastic mind game fright. All of it happened on
this game.
The musical with Laser the Boy. Thank you, Brett on the French. Thank you, Zach Marsh on the keys. Laser.
Yes.
Let the people know.
Tell about that album.
Absolutely. Laser the Boy's album, Overreacting, comes out February 10th. It's got stuff. Okay, tell me if this sounds fun. Love.
Yes.
Love it.
Sadness.
Yeah. Yes. Feel it deeply.
Need songs about it.
Makes love feel that much more.
Trans relationships.
We love it.
We love cancel culture. It's a good album. Yeah. It's a good album, and I'm very proud.
That's awesome.
I cannot wait to hear it.
You can listen to it this Friday.
Absolutely.
I don't want to brag. I've already heard
okay,
songs from it.
Sick brag.
They're freaking good.
Yeah. And where should the people listen to it?
Listen to it wherever you, there's Bandcamp, there's Spotify, where you can also find the soundtrack from Teaching a Robot to Love, the musical.
Award winning.
Villain played by
Mr. Zaccarino.
Oh, that's me. I play a tech bad guy.
You play a billionaire, and
in,
we love it.
In a voice you've heard on this podcast. what an absolute joy that was to do. Teaching a Robot to Love, also fantastic. Yeah, if you are in a financial position to support things on Bandcamp, that's always great.
Oh,
if you've got
so
Spotify
nice.
And that's what you want to listen to, that's great too.
Put it on your playlist.
Put on your playlist.
Put on your playlist.
Thank you, wonderful, wonderful listeners out there for listening to this podcast. Thank you, Laser, for coming back on.
Absolutely.
Always
it's an honor.
Pleasure to have you here. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Zach. We are currently filming Play It By Ear, as you were hearing this, so things are a little wonky. That's what's happening. We're excited for that to come out on Dropout soon.
Oh, of course, and all the additional things are a little wonky. No one lives in their houses. No one has their studios because all houses are not houses.
It's a little bit crazy now, but it's going great, and everything is good. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you much for bearing through with us for this transitional time, and as we always say at the end of every Off Book episode, if you're getting angry playing a game and you're getting a little cross,
then maybe you should switch to playing a game of Floss.